Well, a bit of a topsy-turvy day, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a wicket again here where I think the first 30, 40 overs is going to be pretty tough for the top order batters, and I think that showed that today with the amount of wickets that have fallen.
You 133-run partnership with Kyle Abbott, that was quite important there, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, we looked to counter-attack a little bit. Obviously, there's some good balls in there, but we thought put a bit of pressure back on their bowlers, and thankfully it came off.
So 58 for one. There's wickets falling in clusters, isn't it? There it was 3 for 4. There was 3 wickets straight away after that near the middle and near the end as well.
Yeah, I think it's that sort of wicket where it's probably a hard wicket to start on, especially with a newer ball. But as I said, we've got a score on the board and we've managed to take 4 wickets tonight. It's obviously never a nice time to bat for them. I think it was an hour they had to bat and we took advantage of that.
And they lose 4 wickets for 4, so they go one better. It's just uncanny the way that went today.
It is. It's probably a new ball wicket in a way where I said the first 30, 40 overs is tough. But it does get better as the game goes on. I think, stats do suggest that. So there's a lot of hard work left in this game and, we all need to keep working hard.
Was 277 a good score? Were you guys happy with that in the end?
Probably not. Well, from the position we were in, yeah, obviously. But obviously, batting first, you're always looking to, put big first inning runs on. And, we haven't really done that. But as I said, we've got a score on the board and our bowlers tonight came out and done a very good job for us, taking 4 wickets.
Season's best in the Championship for you, 72. I know you've missed one or two games, though.
Yeah, I've struggled a little bit in four-day cricket for a couple of years now. It's all a mindset thing for me. I'm trying to change my game to be more attacking. And hopefully, going forward, that's what I can continue to do.
All the talk during the T20, certainly the latter part of the T20, was looking forward to these 6 games. Now you're involved in these 6 games, does it still feel mightily important?
Yeah, it's day one of a six match series for us. We know we're going to be in a relegation battle. I think everybody knows that, and it's for each and every one of us to stand up and make sure come the final couple of games that we're potentially safe.
Can I just ask why Gareth Bergh batted in front of you?
I just got told that I was batting number 8 today, so I guess it was a management and captain decision. So, yeah, I found that out this morning.